Okay, it will be a little shorter than usual, but we'll go. This week's parasha, we have the story of Shechem. The Shechem and Hamor took Dinah, and then the sons of Yaakov were very upset. So Shimon and Levi went, and they killed the entire city of Shechem because of this mindset. So the question that we share and discuss is, what did they do wrong? Why were they punished for the fact that Shechem did something wrong? Shechem was the person who did something wrong. He took away Dinah, Beseder. Why he killed the entire city of Shechem? How do we understand it? So the Rambam tells us, in Hilchos Melachim, the Rambam says that the reason why the city of Shechem was punished was because we know there is Sheva Mitzvahs B'Noach, seven Mitzvahs B'Noach have to do. One of the Shem is Benoach is Dinim. What does Dinim mean, says Rambam? Dinim means you have to appoint judges. So you have your guy named Shem grabbing a girl that doesn't belong to him, that didn't ask anybody, and he goes and he's with her, and nobody stops him.
Yeah, but he's the king.
So the Chora says, so you see over here, there's no judges. So that was the tie against the city of Shem, that there was no judges here that they were down the people for doing the wrong things. That's the Rambam. So we should even discuss this Rambam. One of the questions of the Rambam, the question of the Ran, is who said they could stop it? It was the king. And the king is above the law. See, the Rambam didn't understand the rate. Even the king can't go beyond the law. Everybody's under the law.
Pharaoh would have killed Avram. Would they just taken him? Would have killed him first?
No, because he's allowed to. That's part of the rules.
No, he would have had to kill Avram first.
Right, you can't just do it. You see, you're right. Very good. So the Rambam learns, and this is what he did. Now, the Ramban, in this week's parasha, argues in the Rambam in two things. One thing is where he attacks the Rambam. He says, I don't understand. The Gemara tells us, when do you chayav misados? Why they killed him, according to the Rambam? Because they didn't keep one of the Shem Mitzvahs B'Noach. Says the Ramban, but the lashon of the Gemara in Sanhedrin is azarosom zoi mitosom. The azar, the lav, that's what gives them the punishment of misa. So if azarosom zoi mitosom, they need to do something wrong. They need to do a lav, azar. What you say they didn't do was it azar? He just they didn't have dayanim. They basically was a sheva al taisen. They didn't do anything wrong. They just didn't appoint dayanim. So that's not a kum vese. So Zok the Ramban, that's an azazos eritazim. You should not be killed for that. Therefore, the Ramban holds the what? The Ramban holds that was not the reason they were killed. But in order to explain what the Ramban says, the Ramban tells us that dinim that the Ramban says is wrong. Because the Chur seems to be that the Ramban learns that dinim, every one of the Shevets B'Noach was azor, is alive. Don't do something wrong. So what are you doing wrong with if you're not appointing, you're not doing anything wrong, just stop him from doing an essay. It's a sheval taisen. So says the Ramban, dinim doesn't mean to appoint dayanim. Dinim means all the dinim, all the halachas, they have to do with choshe mishpat. Right? You have a chabur, you learn yerucha. Everything you learn, that's what's included in dinim. Right? You have to learn all the yichas choshe mishpat.
You mean the shiva mitzvah and really just they have pratim also, like we have.
Yeah, dinim includes many pratim. Dinim includes many pratim. So, mean what? Before we get back to the idea of how the Rambam learns that was a sheva al taisa, what do they do? But you have a big machlekes in the Rambam and the Ramban. What does the mitzvah of dinim mean? According to the Rambam, means you need to appoint dayanim. According to the Ramban, it means all the details of choshe mishpat. That's the machlekes. So just to focus on that point for a second, this leads to a big discussion that Achronim had to understand Mechilas Rambam and the Rambam. The Mechilas Chinuch learns that according to the Rambam, we don't have all the details of Choshe Mishpat by B'Noach. Let's put the question differently. According to the Ramban, you already have, I don't understand, if Dini means all the Choshe Mishpat, we already have one of the Shevets of B'Noach, you're not allowed to steal, right? You're not allowed to do chesed. There's things you're not allowed to do anyway. So what are you adding over here with the choshe mishpat? So the answer is the details. The Rambam doesn't have the details. So according to the Rambam, you don't have that. So there's a Michas Chinuch, all the small details we have, for example, Michas Chinuch brings it to two different places, I saw. One is Eidus Sheker. Right. You have an issue of Eidus Sheker by a Goy. Says the Rambam, according to the Rambam, no. Because you don't have the details, not one of the Shevet Zbinoech. But according to the Rambam, that's part of Dini. Then he has about Chayvel Bechaver, the details of Chayvel Bechaver. When you go to the details of Boishes, of Gam, all the details of Chayvel Bechaver. Do they have it or not? According to the Rambam, you don't have Dini. Dini means the point that I die. Doesn't mean all the details. According to the Rambam, it comes to the point the going to say the details. That's how the Mechas Chayvel. The Chas Chayvel disagrees. The Chas says, Chas has a tshuva that speaks with the Mechlekes Rambam and the Rambam. And he learns that they're not arguing. There's no Mechlekes. The Rambam and the Rambam, they both agree that what? It's a din that, even according to the Rambam, that in the Hilchos of Lo Tignoi, it includes all the Choshev Mishpat. There's no real Mechlekes between them. The question is, how do you define, how do you call it? According to the Rambam, Dini means a point on him. According to the Rambam, it means the details. According to the Rambam, it's included Lo Tignoi. According to the Rambam, it's to put it the Dayanim in order to have the Choshev Mishpat thing working out. That's how the Chas Yosef explains, that's what he argues on the Minchas Chinuch. But that comes out, first of all, the first machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban is the machlekes of what Dini means. So that's one. But now we're going back to the question. So why was Shechem, why the people of Shechem were killed? So according to the Rambam, it was because they didn't have Purei Adayin. So we said the Ramban asked the question. The Rambam says that's a Sheva Al Taiset, that's not a Kuvveset. So we'll get back to that in a moment. The Ramban himself learns, you know what they did wrong? Because Anshei Shechem were just bad people. So they did many, many different averes. They did averes of Niuf, and of Gezel, and of murder. They did all the Shosh averes chamuras, which are included in Mitzvahs Benoach. So that's why they were killed. That's why they were killed. He adds one thing, which maybe adds it, doesn't add to it. He says, really what happened was, what's the discussion over here? Bnei Yaakov, obviously, did not kill them because of the Dinim. They killed him because of, they wanted to revenge their sister's kidnapping. But they didn't kill for no reason. They had a reason to kill. They had a reason to go and kill them because they had some of theirs that they were pointing for. What are you bothered, right?
You can't say you killed someone and it turns out to be he was an oyster.
No, not after they killed, they figured it out.
Yeah, but that doesn't work.
No, they knew it, they judged, and they had to do it. So basically, what comes out, the way Achor explained, really, according to Ram and the Ramban, both of them, is that that was the discussion between Yaakov against the children. He told his children, you're not the judges. Who appointed you? You're not supposed to punish him for doing that. If you're the Dayan, you're the Beis Din, okay? So you punish him for the wrongdoing. But you're not that. So that's what Achor says, why are you doing it? And they answers, according to the Ram and the Ramban, Hakiv Zoyni Esach Esach Hussein, he says, I don't care. You're right. I'm not the judge. But he disgraced my sister, so I'm going to take the law into my hands and punish him for what he did. That's what comes out according to the Rambam, and according to the Ramban, that's the machlokes.
What was that going on before this? You
had 3 years ago? It was. Right? So they deserve the punished. Because of the revenge. That's what Ramban says. If you want to be for the revenge of the sister, they wouldn't have done it. They're not going around punishing cities that don't act properly. But once they did something wrong to the sister, they're using that as an excuse.
So, but what did those people do to Dina?
No, they didn't stop Shechem from taking her. They're part of the city. Okay, that's already, you know, part of the city. Take it here. What? Oh, maybe the Gamma Dover. Good question. Good question. So maybe that's part of the Tain of Yaakov against them. Are you? So that's a good idea. So on the question of the Ramban asked the question of the Ramban. So I Sheva Al Taisa. Only it's Hazarasa. Only if you do something wrong. If you do something wrong, why are you punished? Some want to say the Ramban really argues with the Ramban argues with his klal, and he holds that even for Mitzvahs Benoach, even the Kum Veaseh, I mean, when he didn't do a Maaseh, he's also Chayv. But the Chassid for that same tshuva answers, that the Rambam says like this, there's two types of things that Benoach is killed for. One thing Benoach is killed for is for the Shem Mitzvah Benoach. Then you go to Beis Din and you kill them. And it can happen. But then there's another thing you kill Benoach. You kill Benoach also for things, not like the Shem Mitzvah Benoach, for example, Goy Sheshavas Chayim Yisro. It says a Goy who did Shabbos is Chayim Yisro. But what is this? Shem is Menach? And it was Shaval Ta'im, he just didn't do a melacha. Elamai, that's a conceptual thing. Go show us Chayim Yisrael. So says the Echaz Sefer on the Rambam, the same thing when they don't appoint the dying. They're supposed to appoint the dying. Really, it's not when the Shemitz is going to be killed for. But they deserve Misa, not out of based in the Misa. It's a more of a conceptual Misa, the Chayav, which is similar to the idea of going to Shabbos Chayim Yisrael. So with that, someone is saying, other answer. I think the real says answer of Meshachachma, if I'm not mistaken. Meshachachma says, this is a little differently, but that's what they want to derive from the Meshachachma. Meshachachma says, you know why they're punished? Because they did a bris milah. They did it. So what if they did a bris milah? So the Meshachachma himself says they were chayvil, the gufim. They hurt themselves. You're not allowed to hurt yourself. It's part of the Kabbalah of the issur of killing somebody. You can't kill him. So therefore they were punished for that. But someone would take the Meshachachma to another direction and say that what's the idea of the gracious Shabbos Chayim Yisrael? So the Medrash tells you know why gracious Shabbos Chayim Yisrael? Because you're coming in to that real connection that you have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. That ois that you have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. The Medrash says it's a mashal to have a male lion and a female lion when they're together. Someone comes in the middle, they kill him. You're not supposed to be there. Time of Shabbos is when Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu connect together. You're not supposed to be part of it. So I want to say, you know, that's a pshat in the Bismillah. When they did it, what's a Bismillah? Bismillah means it's an ois bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. So when they tried to use the bris, not as a shmuel does a bris, you know, as a different part. They went through a bris to become Jewish when they're really not becoming Jewish, so they came to a connection that they don't deserve to be there. It's like a goy shows chayim yisrael. So Meshachachma says it's really more technical thing and they call it the Chabala. They say this has to do with, similar to what the Chassidus says in the Rambam, that they violated a special yichud connection that Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael has, that's where the chayim yisrael.
Kneva
of what?
The ice. Shabbos.
They're not stealing, they're just doing it as well.
They're infringing on it.
Infringing on it, maybe. Maybe the Rambam learns the Kneva, they didn't stop the Kneva of Dino. So this end, the one thing comes out, the Rambam and the Ramban both say, I mean the Chasefer says it, based on the Rambam and the Ramban. So you see from here something clearly. Halacha l'maisa, what do you see? You cannot try to bribe a Goyish, a judge. Why? Because any way you want to look at it, a judge of a guy, either because you have to appoint judges according to the Rambam, or because they're Mimune and Dinim, anyone that Shem Mitzvah B'Nech, you can't come, if you're coming and you're bribing him, you're taking away the Dinim, or the Dayan. So you're doing, you're causing them to be Oiver, Shem Mitzvah B'Nech, they may be Shem Mitzvah for it. It's a Lifnei Iver. So Sefer Sefer, you cannot, that's how he ends the tshuva over there. You can't bribe a guy, a judge, that's the thing. One last thing with this will end, is really you see from here that the Rishonim were learning Nichalei. They can't just say, you know, you learned the Pasha. What happened? They violated their sister. They went in and killed the city. You can't say that. Everything has a cheshbon. If the Shvatim go and kill people, they don't just kill innocent people. There's supposed to be a reason that it applies to. That it doesn't even begin. Now, Shalom, well, are you connected? That's where you get to all the sheetahs we spoke about.
By the way,
who?
He did a bris without a priya.